Hey, just woke up, driving to work. This dream was pretty short, the explanation will be short because I don't really remember anything about the dream, other than one big glaring image I remember seeing. So, actually, let's do a double feature here. All right, so another dream I had, which I thought I forgot, or actually I was going to record. There was a man in my grandma's backyard. So my grandma's backyard, I mean, no better way to, it's got two big cottonwood trees on the left-hand side. The backyard is not very big. It's this about the same width as the house, and the house is a fairly, just, you know. So it's a smaller backyard, two cottonwood trees on the left-hand side. They're very big. There's a fence that runs along the perimeter. And the fence acts as a double fence for the neighbors, you know? Like, there's just one fence that separates the property. So there's also a shed on the right-hand side. And then at the back, there's a gate that you can go to go through and whatever. But there was a man back there, like a large man. He was wearing like a, I don't know what you'd call it, a duster? Like he had a, it looked like he was wearing like clothes that hadn't been tanned, I guess. Like they were beige leather looking clothes. And he was walking his dog back there. And then I think I let my dog out and he started freaking out. I was like, what are you, like, first off, he's in my grandma's yard. He's in my grandparents' yard. Second, you shouldn't attack my dog when I let it out. So I like rushed my dog back. I'm like, oh fuck, rush my dog back into the house. And then like I go back out to the door to like see what he's doing. And he's got like an ice pick that he picked. It was all, oh yeah, I forgot that. It was like snow on the ground. And he had an ice pick. And he was like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. He almost looked like Sam Hyde, if you guys know who that is, off the internet. But, that's what he looked like. I was like, oh, that's fucking, it was scary. And there was something else, too. I want to say his pet wasn't really a dog. I think it was like a possum or something, which was funny. But yeah, that was that dream. Mini little short dream. My dream that I just had, I recently got my Invisalign off. Like, I'd been wearing Invisalign liners for running on, like, 2 years now. And I finally got the little studs off. And now I'm wearing a retainer, which I'm not used to. And I gotta wear this for 3 months, see what it looks like. It's probably gonna keep it in there for the rest of my life, whatever, you know? I don't know how it works. But I kind of had to get used to it. I'd wake up and my mouth would hurt. And I think that was kind of playing with me in my dream. Because in my dream, oh, okay, so yeah, my teeth are all straight now. They were used to be all janky and fucked up. They're all straight now. They are, you know, they're still ugly teeth, I guess. I don't really like how my teeth look. But at least they're straight, you know, clean, white, whatever. But one problem is on my front left tooth, the canine next to, or not the canine, whatever goes before the canine tends to like try to shove itself out of place. So I get pain there. But it's the retainers help move it back, so that's nice. But there was pain in my mouth for the first couple nights of sleeping. So I think it played with my dream, because in my dream I was walking around talking, and then I looked in the mirror, and I, you know, did a smile. And only on my bottom, on the bottom jaw, the only teeth that were in the center were my two teeth, like two bottom teeth. And the rest were all pushed outside, so there was this, like, I don't know, like, half an inch-sized gap on my gums where there was no teeth, and my retainers pushed them all the way out. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I look like a mole rat or something, except on the bottom. I was like, what the fuck? And And I was freaking out. And I thought it was like real life. I was like, they gave me retainers that pushed my teeth away and only the bottom teeth stayed. So I was kind of, it was freaking me out. I don't know. Yeah, it was just funny. Like, it was just such a weird little, like, honestly kind of horrific. Like, the way my gums looked, they were like red, fleshy. Like, they didn't look like gums. They looked like, just lean muscle. Like, it was weird. And I was, like, freaking out, running all over the dream. Like, looking at different images and stuff. And, like, trying to keep my mouth closed so people couldn't see. But, yeah, woke up. You know, my teeth are fine, if not better. So, that's good. But I thought that was funny. So, I'll leave you at that.